Boom. Boomtown Saints and baby, let me be your Santa Claus tonight on the Wolf. It's 10:13. I think they're on the phone right now. Good morning, the Wolf. Who's this?
Hey, this is Chris and Ben with Boomtown Saints.
Boom! Oh, baby, boom! The boys with the boom. Boomtown Saints. How boom, we doing, baby. Fellas?
We're doing excellent. How about you guys?
Fantastic. We are preparing ourselves to have you in Wolf Country Live.
Yes, we're excited to get there. It's going to be awesome. It's going to be an awesome night.
It really is going to be. We were just talking about it. It's Cowboy Christmas. It's going to be at our Elks Lodge. And we've got our friends from the Warbonnet Roundup Association. And we're going to have a National Finals Rodeo viewing party. So the NFR will be happening. Yeah. We've got local cowboys and cowgirls that are going to be involved. We've got incredible food from Dixie's Diner. There's going to be shopping. I know Jess is super excited about shopping.
I love my Western stuff.
Yeah, yeah. Ben, you're probably excited. You're excited about that too, right?
Oh, absolutely. I'll tell you what. We saw the for anybody listening that hasn't heard the details. We saw the menu. We saw the schedule for the night. We did some research on where it's at. This is going to be one heck of a night, and we're going to be debuting some songs that nobody's heard before. That's going to be on our album. We're actually in the studio 4 days prior to that to finish our album.
Oh man,
it's going to be a good night.
It's very exciting, very exciting. And then of course you guys will be performing live, just like you said. Now let's talk about the music, because Blacktop Don't. The first time we heard it, I knew immediately this is a hit. And it has turned out to be quite the hit for you guys. Congratulations.
Thank you.
We love it. The Wolfpack loves it. It is a big hit on the radio here in East Idaho.
We're always playing it.
So I got to hit you with the three big Christmas questions.
Okay.
So, and everybody starts talking about this stuff this time of year. So I'm just going to hit you with number one, real or fake tree?
Fake.
Yeah, the real tree, that's a catastrophe. Hey,
yeah, the last real tree we had was at my mom's, like mom's house, and it was a real 14-foot tree, okay? The base was too small for the tree, and I was up, this was years ago, I was studying for something, and all of a sudden I hear just boom! Nobody was home except me. I go downstairs, and the tree had fallen over across the entire living room, and I called my mom, and I said, hey, Griswold, your tree just fell.
Well, you know what? That's funny because we talked about Christmas tree disasters, and Jess's tree just fell over, her fresh tree.
Oh, my gosh.
Oh, no.
It happens every year. Yeah. The carpet gets soaked and the ornaments go flying, but we still do it.
And you just now solved the mystery. If your Christmas tree falls over and nobody's around to see it, does it make a noise? Well, apparently it does. So there you go. All right. Christmas question number two. Are you done with your Christmas shopping yet or not?
No.
I mean, are you ever really done? Because you know what happens. You go to the grocery store the day before, and you're like, everything's done, and you see something on the shelf, and you're like, I got to get that. Not really.
So a resounding no for both
of
you.
Have you started?
Yes.
Okay. All right.
Yes, absolutely.
At least you've started. That's awesome. And if you're not done, or if you're never done, on the 16th, when you guys are at the Elks Lodge for Cowboy Christmas, you're going to be shopping. So, you know, bring your debit card. And number three, and each of you just answer appropriately, your favorite Christmas movie.
It's the only one of two for me. So it's A Wonderful Life. My father-in-law, it's something he watches every Christmas Eve, and so we started doing it. And being a dad, that it just changed my whole outlook on that. So that one definitely hit the soft spot. But then other than that, it's The Elf.
Yes!
Oh my gosh. Yes.
I know it's overplayed. Right, it's overplayed, but Elf still is amazing.
National Lampoon's Christmas Vacation.
Yes!
Oh my gosh. You've got that, man. That's the classic. We watch it actually, we watched it 2 nights ago. I could quote that movie.
I bet you can. It reminds me, we've got a bonus for you when you get here. You're both in the Jelly of the Month Club. There you go.
We're going to have the happiest Christmas and think. Never mind. I'm not going to finish that.
Yeah, exactly.
Ben, I guess you'll be seeing Christmas a little different this year. Is that right? You got, got something special?
Yeah.
I have seen so many different. I mean, we've been all over the place now. I mean, even Even we went to Alaska to see all the colors, and
yeah,
it's absolutely been amazing.
So for people that don't know what we're talking about, you were presented a very special pair of glasses.
I've always been colorblind. Apparently, his wife, my wife, got together with Enchroma, which is an amazing company, and they presented me with a pair of glasses at our EP release party, and I was kind of just sitting there going, really, we had to do this? I thought we were going to do it private.
Yeah, live on stage for everyone to see.
To see the colors of Christmas with Boomtown Saints. Yes. You just didn't know what you were missing until you knew what you were missing. Yeah. Right. Well, we're glad you got those. That is a great, heartwarming story for sure. And we're loving, speaking of Christmas, we are loving the new song, Baby Let Me Be Your Santa Claus Tonight. Tell us about that song, because you even put a little video you put together out.
Yeah, so we actually recorded that song over 2 years ago now. And we were just doing it because we didn't have anything Christmas. We were like, well, let's record a song. And then we originally put them on YouTube. And we didn't really do anything with them. And then this year, we knew we have our album. We have a single coming out likely in the end of January, early February, which we're super excited about. Then we have our full-length album coming out, I believe, in March. And so we were like, let's do something that we can have, at least something our fans can listen to, something online. We put out two Christmas songs. We definitely, when we chose the song, so our manager actually wrote that song. And the reason we chose it is because it was very different. Yeah, the way it turned out, it just ended up being this cool little, we're like, we need to get that to the world. So this year, this was the year.
Yeah, we love it. We're playing it in heavy rotation, our Christmas rotation on the wall.
Awesome.
And we can't wait to see it live on the 16th, Elks Lodge Country Christmas, War Bonnet Roundup Association. We're going to have the NFR. We're going to have shopping. We're going to have incredible food. And we are going to have Boomtown Saints live in living color.
Looking forward to it.
We cannot wait to see you guys and give you a big old Santa Claus hug.
Hey, we're game.
All right, guys. Well, thanks for calling in. Enjoy your time between now and then. And I think we're going to have a little snow on the ground for you by the time you get here, too.
Hey, good for me. Terrible for Ben, but awesome. Hey, thank you guys for supporting us. We really do appreciate you guys championing us. It just means the world to us, so thank you so much.
We love you guys. Chris and Ben, Boomtown Saints, see you on the 16th, and God bless you guys. Thank you.
Hey, this is Chris.
This is Ben, and we're the Boomtown Saints.
We'll see you at the Cowboy Christmas on the 16th. Get your tickets now.
Boom!
Gateway Parks, Idaho Falls is opening this